We recently talked with market analyst Clark Johnson, and he told us that wheat prices were going into the black, but that is not the only commodity doing that. The Idaho hay market has stayed steady all summer until recently, when demand stepped up and prices were up as much as $30 to $40 per ton. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today, with market analyst Clark Johnston.
Hay right now is just kind of in the eye of the beholder. Who needs it and what are you willing to pay for it? And one producer put it, if I can get strings around a bale, I can sell it. Doesn't matter what the quality is or the test is, dairies are going to buy it, and that's what we're seeing right now. In fact, I had one producer tell me that he's not even going to be able to keep any hay to feed his own cow-calf operation this year. He's going to figure something else out to do just for the fact that hay is such a high price for him.
Johnston says milk prices have held steady all summer. That trend will hold, but demand is expected to go up in the fall.
I think we'll see it stay steady just for the fact that I think that demand will pick up as we go into the fall. We had demand fall off on cheese and whatnot earlier this spring just a little bit, and so that demand is going to pick up, and we'll see a little more domestic usage as well as some export demand on the cheese market, and I think milk prices are going to remain steady to a little bit higher going into the end of the year.
So perhaps a rosy outlook for producers. Produced by the Ag Information Network.